This is St. Louis Public Radio. Florissant native Kevin Cox Jr. just got a $1 million boost to his career. He's one of only 15 diverse scientists around the country to get a major grant from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute. He'll use the money to do research close to home at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. As Cox told St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson, he did not grow up with a dream to study plants.
As a child, I didn't see myself as a plant biologist. I just saw myself as a person that wanted to help others. And I thought the best way to do that was become a medical doctor. But as I got older and as I'm in my career now, I realized that I'm pretty much still helping others, but actually at a much larger volume because I'm actually helping the world solve a global problem.
Yeah, I think so, especially now that you are one of 15 fellows who've received this prestigious fellowship. Can you break down to me what you will actually be doing at the Danforth Center?
So overall, I'll be studying how plants get infected and why they get infected. Because plants, they get sick like humans. And when the plants get sick, in some cases, they can actually die. And that's bad for us because that means less food for us. And that's a dire need with a growing population. So my project involves looking at this interaction between plants and these microbes and figuring out what genes are directly involved in this interaction.
And with your agricultural work that you're doing in the lab today, how will this benefit Missouri farmers and crops?
So it'll benefit Missouri farmers and farmers in general, because if we can find the key genes that are involved in these plant diseases, then we'll be able to produce better crops that are more resistant to these diseases. And that means there are less crops that are lost, and the farmers, they'll be able to produce crops on a consistent basis without the fear of losing millions and millions of dollars each year because of pathogens.
Surely this opportunity is very rare for African Americans. So what does this mean to you?
This fellowship means everything. It not only jumpstarts my whole career, but it allows me to be a leader in sciences, not just to the general public, but also to those from an underrepresented background.
So like in any other field, you have people that you admire and mentors, but being an African-American in the plant science field, I'm sure that's limited.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me, who are some African-Americans in the industry that you admire and those who helped navigate you throughout your career?
You know what? To be honest, I hardly had any African-American mentors in the sciences. I'll probably say it'll be next to nothing, because I hardly interacted with African-American plant scientists. And that leads to another passion. That's where I kind of saw the gap in the sciences, is there was this lack of this African-American presence. And so what I want to do is be a mentor to those underrepresented groups like African-Americans or Latinos, just to help them have a presence and help mentor them.
Knowing that you didn't have any African-Americans to mentor you in the sciences, how did that kind of make you feel?
Having no African-American mentors, it was tough. There were times where if I needed to vent culturally, I would have nobody to vent to because I'll be the lone African-American in my entire department or in classrooms. So going through that tough feeling, that's why I want to become a mentor for them. So that way they won't have to go through what I had to go through.
How do you think that we can get more people of color interested in science?
I think the biggest thing to get them interested into science is to get them involved early, like as early as even middle school. Because at that stage, that's where they kind of start to have a somewhat idea of where they want to go to. I know when I was going through high school, I didn't realize you can be a plant biologist as a career. But I look back now, and if I had somebody come in and just say like, hey, this is one of the things you can do with a biology degree, that would have probably inspired me from the start.
So what would you say to a young person growing up in Florissant today where opportunities like yours are not even on their radar?
I would tell them to come talk to me. No. What I would tell that person that's living in Florissant is that they should definitely keep their options open and just explore like what you love doing, because that's what ended up having me land my career.
That was Kevin Cox Jr., a Hannah H. Gray Fellow at the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson. You can learn more about Cox at stlpublicradio.org.